702. 702. On 92.7 and 106 FM. Streaming on 702.co.za, the 702 app, and on DSTV channel 856.
And at 16 minutes past six, we kickstart the show by talking fitness, all things fitness. And here's one to consider: the best underrated exercise for keeping your brain sharp. We know that along with the fact that we live longer or longish lives as modern and contemporary South Africans, the issue of cognitive decline is one that is a huge concern and a huge worry as we enter our older twilight years. And I'm very, very happy to welcome on the line Gareth Dracht, who's a triathlete, a yoga coach, as well as the founder of cloudfit.co.za. And in a recent seminar hosted by the Global Wellness Summit, Blue Zones expert Dan Buettner, referring to someone else now, explains exactly what these interesting and innovative and, of course, very, very simple ways of keeping the brain sharp are, and you will be surprised. Gareth Dracht, thank you so much for your time this morning. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on.
Thank you very much for having me.
Gareth, you know, as a triathlete, you're pretty much doing an incredible combination of exercises and disciplines that one would think, of course, would already have you there, have you in that sweet spot where the brain keeps sharp, the body is kept fit and well. But it seems that out of all the things that you do, being a triathlete, being a yoga coach, as well as the founder of a fitness company, walking has the best benefits, greater benefits than we initially thought. Talk to me about this.
You know, I think exercise in general is really, really great.
Sure.
And everybody underestimates the power of just walking, you know, doing the very kind of basic foundation exercise that we as humans do pretty much, you know. Mm. It's something that we really take for granted. And, you know, we, instead of walking to the shops, we climb in our car. Instead of taking the stairs, you know, we take the elevator.
Sure.
And just the smallest thing of us just being mobile and moving around and just walking can have such an impact on our lives and our state of mind.
So talk to me about why it's good specifically. So you've mentioned state of mind, but the actual physical brain, what does walking, what are the benefits of walking? And I guess we can extend that to other exercise as well. But what are the benefits for the brain? What is happening on a physiological level?
Look, I think one of the benefits is the hippocampus. Obviously, as you get older, your brain deteriorates, and you start slowing down and you start forgetting a lot of things. And there's quite a bit of research that has shown that to help prevent this cognitive decline would be to exercise, and you want to keep that hippocampal volume up,
mm-hmm.
which will help to lead to better memory, you know, better thinking, you know, and keep you more alert, you know, during your older age.
Mm-hmm. So we're firing up those neurons, we're engaging 200 muscles every time we take a step as well. There's a lot going on there.
You know, people underestimate the value of just a basic walk, you know, how many muscles do get recruited while walking, and actually talking to family members or a colleague or something like that. You know, you don't process how much your brain is actually working during that time. But, you know, as you're walking and talking, you're doing so much more, you know, and that helps benefit your daily life, you know.
Absolutely. And then you spoke about your mental state. So we've spoken about, you know, the physical implications and benefits. Your mental state, you've referenced, I guess, being able to walk and talk and do something as a group. So having that ability to commune and to spend time with people. But your mental state, how does that connect with all of this?
So, obviously, your mental states help to decrease atrophy of brain mass and decrease its weight. And your mental state can help you, you know, feel better. It makes you look better. It helps you deal with stress. You get to sleep better at night. It boosts your overall mood. You know, there's a lot of benefits to really doing the basics of walking. And as you get older, I think it's important that you spend more time doing a bit of basic exercise. And by just walking around the block or, you know, those kind of things will help improve that mood of yours.
Absolutely. Before we get into other brain exercises, or you suggest some other brain exercises that we can employ to help keep mentally sharp, I'm curious for you, as a triathlete, as well as a yoga coach, how do the two balance each other out or complement each other? And, you know, because you've got the discipline, yes, swimming is less or it's low impact, absolutely. But then you've also got the cycling, which, you know, is quite grueling as well in its own way, and then you've got the running as well, which can be quite grueling. How does yoga complement this discipline of the triathlon that you've fallen in love with?
Look, I think it's good to have a well-rounded kind of balance, you know, when it comes to life and exercise. And you know, if you ask people what is yoga is, in one word, and this is for the yogis out there, is yog shita fritin niroda. And what that means is to control the fluctuation of the mind. Mm-hmm. And that's what yoga is about. That's the true essence of yoga. And, you know, we always get caught up every single day with, like, trying to run hard or bike hard or swim hard or do a hard gym workout session.
Sure.
And often we don't just kind of reflect inwards and try to control our mind, do things with control, do things slowly, you know, actually listen to how our body feels, you know. And yoga is one of the best ways to really connect with the body through movement, you know, and control how that mind connects to your actual body. And, you know, in this article about mind health and brain wealth, mm-hmm. you know, it's about, you know, rebuilding those connections. And the body has the ability to, and the brain has the ability to fix yourself. You know, you've heard of people who have been in accidents, have had spinal cord injuries and all those kind of things. And over time, the body's able to rebuild new neural connections and pathways to then help them to be able to either walk or maybe move a limb and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I really think yoga and the body, they need, and the mind are the most powerful things to help you connect and really touch base with how your body feels and how you work.
Absolutely. So as a yoga coach, which kind of yoga are you teaching and are you interested in? Why did you choose that type of yoga?
I actually teach Vinyasa and Ashtanga. And it was actually through something my wife did. She always wanted to do. And myself being in the fitness industry for just over 20-odd years,
yeah.
I've always kind of thought, I don't have time for yoga, you know. So we went to India and we did a yoga course in India and in Rishikesh, which is really the home of yoga. And it was so great to be able to connect with people who use it as part of their daily lives and realizing their lifestyle and how they move and how they connect and how they really make contact with, never mind their bodies, but the earth and the environment around them, you know.
Mm.
Makes such a big difference. And I think it's something that you need to get to at some point in your life. A lot of people say, oh, yoga, I'm not interested, you know, nah, I'm not going to do that. And I said that for many years, you know.
Sure.
I always used to laugh at my mother going to do it. And, you know, as you get older and you learn more things and you become slightly wiser, you start saying, okay, you know, there is room for this. And for myself, personally, as an athlete, the thing that really got to me was, you know, a lot of people want to see how many push-ups they can do. They want to run as fast as they can. They want to bike as fast as they can. And when you get to yoga and you've got to learn how to slow yourself down,
mm-hmm.
have control, think about things, you start realizing how imbalanced your body actually is. Hang on, I can reach and I can touch my toes on the left, but when I reach and touch to the right, I can't. I'm miles out.
Sure.
So, you know, I think it's great in that it's helped me realize how imbalanced my body actually is. And it's made me realize how much of a better athlete I could be, or how much better my range of motion would be if I got that balance right.
Absolutely.
And, you know, as we get older, walking is fantastic. And I think the biggest risk that we have as we get older is that we start wondering about our range of motion and being able to get up. You know, you often hear of elderly that fall down and then they battle to get up and their mobility is compromised and those kind of things.
Sure.
And you really want to focus, as we get older, we focus less on our movement and our body's mobility. And that's one of the most important things. You
that's
know,
what we should be safeguarding. Get up.
Exactly. You know, we trip, we fall. We need to be able to learn, how do we get back up? You know, how do we get out of the chair properly? You know, those are the basic things. And if you look at where the common injuries happen, where we, as we get older, it's like in the bathroom, slipping and falling in the bathroom because we couldn't put our hand back to catch us, you know, or we couldn't, you know, lean on something or grab hold of the table because our range of motion is not there. You know, there's so many links to help you be better as you get older and build better, you know.
Cool.
That's,
yeah, absolutely. And back to the mental, before I say goodbye to you, other brain exercises or suggestions or tips for people to keep themselves mentally sharp? And I guess this is also quite a timeless discussion because we're living in a time of a pandemic, and if you've got older people in your family, your parents that you don't live with, or who might be in an old age home or some kind of institution, it's not possible for you to see them. And so you're hoping that you'll be able to pass on some useful information about balancing tools for keeping the brain sharp, whether it's games or exercises, but also keeping up their mental wellness, because this is particularly a time, I think, when people get affected by having to be, one, indoors and careful and circumspect about where and how they travel, but two, being isolated as well. So give us some more tips and exercises for remaining mentally sharp.
Well, so remaining mentally sharp, I think definitely would be to set maybe goals or get into some sort of routine, you know. That makes a big difference. So setting goals in that I'm going to phone a parent or I'm going to phone a friend every day, you know. I'm going to go for a walk, or I'm going to make sure I meet up with a family member or a friend, depending on what legislation allows, to be able to talk and walk and exercise, you know. Set yourself goals around, you know, if I walk today to help myself get mentally well, I can watch an extra TV series later, you know, or I'm not allowed to watch, you know, or I can have an extra cup of tea maybe later. Let's avoid food, because that comes a whole different ballgame. But also, I think, is, you know, if you are in a mental state and you really need professional advice, I recommend that you really seek professional advice for a mental health state or for a physical, for exercise. You know, you may need to seek some mental advice to get guidelines before you even start exercising or approaching those kind of topics. You know, I think people often take to social media for advice instead of actually, there are really well-skilled, trained health professionals out there that can really get you moving and help you with what kind of situation you're in. So that'll be my first prize. If you're unsure, contact one of those guys.
Okay.
Otherwise, connecting with people, friends, family, and setting yourself daily realistic goals that you think you can achieve.
Fantastic. We'll have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for waking up early for us, Gareth Drocht. It's been an absolute pleasure. Triathlete, yoga coach, and founder of cloudfit.co.za.